Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Hwang with you. It's time now for the bigger picture. A lot of focus on China this morning.
Yep, we're seeing a wave of panic selling hitting Chinese stocks. Of course, concerns over Beijing's relationship with Russia, renewed regulatory risks as well. So, Ryan, delve into all of this for us. Help us make sense of all of it.
Yeah, lots to worry about these days when it comes to China. So if you look at what's happening for the Hang Seng China Enterprises Index, that was down on Monday by 7.2%, the biggest drop since November 2008. And Hang Seng Tech Index tumbled 11%, and that was its worst decline since the gauge was launched in July 2020. So lots of investors are running away and cutting their exposure. Let's get a bigger picture from Lee Kian Soon. He is the CEO for Astro Asset Management. Morning, Kian Soon. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm doing great.
Hey, you are a big investor when it comes to the this part of the world, especially in Greater China. So let's get your reading first on the markets right now. When it comes to the sell-off, has it been overdone or do you think there's more selling to go?
I think what happened, we witnessed yesterday with the 6% plunge on Hang Seng Index, you know, falling right below 20,000 points, reaching a six-year low, was a perfect storm, you know, in the building. If you look at the global factors like the Ukraine war, the inflationary concerns, the rising interest rate, this, you know, affects everybody. But, you know, specifically for Hong Kong markets itself, the China ADR issue emerged, you know, with crackdowns by SEC. On the other hand, you also have the Hong Kong and China lockdown due to COVID-19 cases. We have the lockdown of Shenzhen, which is where all the tech giants are based. So it's a perfect storm, right? Causing, you know, the markets to, you know, be really negative yesterday, and there was a big sell down.
Yeah, one of the factors playing out is that COVID lockdown in Shenzhen. Of course, many technology companies, including Apple, because it is a technology and manufacturing hub in Shenzhen. How much impact do you see this having, not just in Chinese companies, but also in US companies with exposure there?
I think it all depends on how quickly they could get things under control. The lockdown is going to be like a week. I think the impact will be minimal. Things go back to the norm, like what we've seen in other Chinese cities. However, if the cases surge and it goes for longer periods of lockdowns, like you know, anything more than a month, you'll definitely have a detrimental impact because it's a production hub and a tech hub for, you know, China.
Okay, Kian Soon, one of the other issues is around the renewed concerns about the regulatory clampdown. And we've just had the two sessions in the past 2 weeks in China playing out. Did you see any signals of where this clampdown might, you know, go in this coming year?
I think the signs are not too obvious in terms of the clampdowns. People are looking for hints and looking for, you know, subtle messages that is coming out of the two meetings. But unfortunately, I think investors will have to continue monitoring the situation.
Okay, and I'm looking at some of the biggest quant shops like Zhejiang High Flyer Asset Management. They are advising their clients to take back their money because they believe the market is falling further, and they are just telling their clients, hey, get out of the market now because we don't think it's going to go up. But you, I think you've mentioned you're on a buying spree. Why are you so bullish on China still?
I think if you strip off all the global factors that literally has nothing to do with the local business, or you take into account that the COVID-19 situation is just going to, you know, be resolved in the longer run, and look at these fundamentals of the businesses, they're actually not affected by any, you know, conflict in Ukraine, neither are they affected by, you know, pandemic in the longer run. So this business will continue to thrive, and I think they will continue to be, you know, growing at double digits. So if you don't buy it at, you know, a good prices now where valuation is very reasonable, when do you want to buy them with this business then, right? If you are a fund with a different strategy, I think, which depends on, you know, closing your books every day versus a long bias fund like mine, I think you would probably have a different strategy and consideration.
Yeah, Kian Soon, your fund focuses on value. So give us an idea. Where do you see value right now? What type of names or sectors are you looking at?
Actually, the interesting discussion is right now I would consider some of the tech stocks that are listed in Hong Kong with very large base. Historically, prices have, you know, been really high, but now, you know, given the regulatory crackdown, given all these factors that we have discussed, they're actually trading at more and more attractive valuations. And we are talking about, you know, platforms that are classified as franchises with very solid earnings, you know, much more than some of the companies listed in the West. And they are trading at valuations that is definitely much huge discounts compared to what we've seen in Nasdaq. So it's getting interesting when you have companies that are still growing double digits but trading at single-digit price-to-earning ratios. That is what we call values.
Yeah, sounds like a bit of a change of strategy because you've avoided technology for the longest time, but it looks like it's attractive enough for you to look at right now.
That's right. When we look at, when we evaluate companies, the technology companies, some of them really have the franchisees. They are very strong, but fundamentally, you know, their valuations are too high, right? Mm. So it doesn't fall into our overlapping lenses. And I think the timing is right now for the start of these companies to be, you know, in the right valuation. At the same time, their business model has not changed as much. Or they remain to be the franchisees of this part of the world. Hmm. I think that's where we will start, you know, looking at them and take positions in them.
Okay, Ken Soon, and talk about what's happening in Ukraine. We've seen a bit of a spike in commodity prices recently, but seems to be easing off in recent days. And this seems to be tied to what's happening in China, the COVID zero strategy. And we've seen a bit of a lockdown just playing out in Shenzhen and many other cities. That seems to be dampening the outlook for demand when it comes to things like oil and other commodities. How much of a dent do you see this playing out for the demand in the commodity space?
I think the demand for commodities, depending on what they are, like energy, you know, basically the soft commodities like the food, will always be strong, regardless of, you know, whether there are economic slowdown and all this, because these are fundamental things to keep the engines going, especially in China. I think the question now is the initial changes in purge in spikes in prices is a result of people very concerned about the supply, right? Mm. For instance, the wheat flour is very dependent because on supplies from Russia and Ukraine, given that they contributed 25% of the total wheat supplies of the world. So people are very concerned about supply, and the supply shock is the driver of the spike in prices. I think the demand currently remains more or less the same, and because of this panic situation, people are likely to, you know, demand more, to put it in their inventory and to lock it in at a lower price just in case prices continue to surge.
Okay, we're chatting with Lee Ken Soon. He is the CEO of Astro Asset Management, helping us to break down the wave of panic selling that's hitting Chinese stocks. Ken Soon, thanks for your time this morning, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
Good to talk to you. Bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.